Hey, loved ones, I want to welcome you back to another episode of JoJo on My Mind. If this is your first time tuning in, then I want to say thank you. Thank you for hitting play. If you're a returning listener, then I also want to tell you guys, thank y'all for coming back to kick it with me. Y'all know I love to have company. So, first off, disclaimer, I am in my car. I'm headed home from work, so if you hear, you know, little bumps or feedback in the back, that's what that is. I have the desire to get this episode off of my chest now, and I didn't want to wait till I got home, so I'm going with this whole spontaneous thing. Another disclaimer. I know I have a lot of Christians and devout Jesus lovers who listen to my podcast. And I love you all. Thank you guys so much for pressing play. You know, I'm glad to have you here. But I just want to say that I refuse to believe that comedians are the only people who can tell jokes, okay? So what I'm going to talk about in this podcast may rub some people the wrong way. I'm sorry, but not sorry, because this is a space that I created for myself that I think is a safe space, and it's a space for me to be able to express myself. So if you have any issues with the word porn or sex or anything of that nature, then you might want to go ahead and listen to the previous episodes, because this one is going to be a little bit out of the box for me. With that being said, by now you've seen the title of this episode, and I believe it's very true. I believe fast food is the new porn. How do I make that association? Well, okay, just go with me here. It's going to be a little all over the place, but you know, this is just kind of how I've rationalized it in my mind. So, it starts with an urge, right? So first you're hungry, okay? First you're hungry. Okay, well, when you have that other urge, you're horny. Okay, there's that urge that you just need. What's that feeling? Okay, all right. So it starts with the urge that you're hungry or you're horny, and so now you have to make this decision. What am I gonna eat? Do I go in the refrigerator and I get some tomatoes or some zucchini or something green and healthy, or do I go get something quick that I don't necessarily have to cook? You know, that's kind of the decision making process that you have when you're hungry. Now, when you're horny, you have to look around and say, okay, well, is my boyfriend or my husband, girlfriend or wife, are they home right now? You know, can they help me out? Are they within the vicinity to be able to help me, or are they gone and I have to help myself? Okay. you know, you're stuck with these questions that you have to kind of figure out. And so going back to food, okay, so now you're like, okay, am I gonna leave the house to go get something to eat? Am I gonna cook? Wait a minute, I don't even feel like going anywhere. So there's this thing called DoorDash that I'm gonna pull up on my phone, and I'm gonna scroll through looking for something to eat. Now back over to sex. Now, okay, your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend, or wife is not home, and now you're going to head on over to one of those sites. I'm not going to say the name of them because I don't want my mama and daddy thinking I know any of them. Praise the Lord. But anyway, you know, you head over to one of those sites, and now you're shopping. You are shopping for something to feed that appetite, okay? Back over to food. So now you're scrolling through DoorDash. DoorDash is the new Pornhub, okay? That's what DoorDash is. DoorDash is the new Pornhub. And so now you're scrolling and you looking and you seeing what you like. They got a variety of different things, just like those other sex sites, okay? They got chicken, they got Mexican food, they got Italian food, they even got healthy food. They got all these different categories you could choose from, okay? Fast food is the new porn. So now, you know, you on there and you see chicken. Oh man, you see Wingstop and Thighstop now. They got Thighstop now. It's really getting sexy over here on DoorDash. Huh. Oh my goodness. So now you're trying to decide which one you're going to watch. Oh Lord, they speeding. Okay, y'all, I did tell y'all I was driving. I was finna get over and this car is speeding, so I'm going to stay my butt right where I'm at. I don't want to have an accident today. Anyway, so now you see Wingstop and Thighstop and Chipotle and what's the other place? You know, we got a couple places out here that maybe wherever you are in the world you don't have. But you know, they have all these different options and you like, okay. So now you click on one. And now you trying to decide, you know, what it is you want to eat. Now back over to sex. So you looking, and you click what it is that you want to see, whichever one has, you know, aroused your appetite. And it's loading. So we're going to equivalate the sex site with loading the video with you over there on DoorDash preparing your order. So you prepare your order, and now you going back and forth in your mind. Should I do this? Should I order it? Or should I go in there and just cook me something to eat? Should I cook me something to eat? Something healthy. Some zucchini. Some lemon chicken noodle soup. Something nourishing for your body. No, you hungry now and you want to eat. Even though DoorDash, you still got to wait for them to bring it. But you ain't got to go nowhere and you ain't got to cook nothing. So, we're going to lay off the sex stuff for a minute. So, you go ahead and you order it, right? And you wait 20, 30 minutes before it gets to your house, and then it's there. And then you get it, and you eat it, and you enjoy it, and then it's done, and you feel awful! And you feel awful. Now tell me that that's not the same way you feel when you watch porn. Tell me it's not the same way. Not to say that you feel awful when you turn off porn. Some people do, some people don't. But I mean, what's that word that you use when you don't want to admit to something? What is it called? Allegedly, okay? Allegedly, I've heard of people having experiences where they watch porn and then, you know, they satisfy that appetite. And then when it's over, they turn it off like the phone or the computer is dirty. Like, ew, get that away from me. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh my gosh, it's just so beneath me. So I say all that to say, in my personal life, food, fast food most in particular, has become porn. It has become a form of porn. It's so bad. Like, it got to the point where my husband, when he would go out for work, I would wait until he left to get on DoorDash and order some wings or just something, because I didn't feel like cooking. And essentially, if it's because I didn't feel like cooking, it's not really like a bad thing. It's just like, okay, well, I don't feel like cooking. I'm gonna call DoorDash and give me something to eat. But it's what I was ordering. And then I'm ordering chicken wings. I might order like a burger from Nations or something. Nations is around the corner, but still. I said that to say I could probably walk and go get it, which, you know, would not be a bad idea. I'm giving myself ideas as I'm doing this podcast. It's awful. But you know what I'm saying? The point of this all is that I was using DoorDash to order myself reckless food. And because I know my husband and I are on this mission to, you know, drop some pounds and get healthy together, it felt like I was almost cheating on my husband with this DoorDash app. And I was feeling really awful. And so we've gotten to the point now where, you know, I've taken the DoorDash app off my phone because I have no self-control. Having good food at my fingertips is dangerous. So I have decided that I'm going to take it off my phone, and I'm in fast food porn rehab meaning I will only be cooking at home from now on. And if I do eat out, it will be with my husband. Because if I gain an extra 3 pounds, he gonna gain it with me. And that's about all I got to say about that. But yeah, be careful about that food porn spirit, because it will sneak up on you and then you be wondering why your jeans don't fit. All right, loved ones, that wraps up another episode of JoJo on My Mind. Thank you guys for listening to my rant about this fast food demon that I'm fighting. And I hope you got some humor out of the analogy, but it really feels like that at times. And if you're struggling with the same food demon that I am lately, it could be stress. You know, everybody's going through a lot. I have a lot on my plate at the moment, and so I know that I'm eating a lot of foods that are comforting to me. However, they're not necessarily good for my health. So if you are experiencing the same type of food dilemma that I am, get yourself an accountability partner. My husband and I, we are each other's accountability partner, and I'm making myself accountable, even putting this out there in the open. He's going to hear this and he's going to have my head, but you know, at least I'm being open and honest about it. And, you know, this is the first step for me, at least, to start to make that change, because once I put it out there to you guys, some of you who listen will keep up with me and ask me if I'm drinking my water and, you know, getting my walks in and things like that. And I do appreciate it. But I thought this would be a fun way to kind of get that off my chest. But anyway, I hope wherever you are in the world, you're having an excellent day. Where I am, it's beautiful. It's sunny. It's 80 degrees. Looking forward to this next season so the weather can cool down a little bit. But with all that said, I'm going to get out of here because I'm actually just on my lunch break. So I'm going to get back in here to work. But I'm never going to leave you guys without a little bit of advice. Pray. Talk to God. Meditate and let Him talk to you. Spread positivity and love everywhere you go in any way you can. And let's take care of one another because we are all we got. All right, loved ones.